Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, good, wonderful evening. This is the Ask Uncle Billy show. And, well, I've been asked. People want to know, how did you come to doing radio? I said, because I used to call different jobs and different corporations requesting information and everything. And I would get such a rude discovery call, you know, like people would answer the phone like they were answering from the house, answering their home phone. And as I was telling a young lady today, because she was so prevalent, I just use her first name. She knows who she is. She's the dynamic, the most positive young lady that I've spoken to in ages over the telephone that answers the phone as a job, a receptionist. You know, they have this new thing, this telephone answering service that's mechanic, whatever you want to call it. It's a systematic thing that answers the phone, send you to another service that answers the phone and tell you that that person isn't in. And, oh, too much machinery, too much, not enough human contact. So, of course, now you all know that I don't like answering machines and automated services. So, but anyhow, Paulette, you are great. You're doing a wonderful job, and you are great at what you do. Young lady, they ought to put a monument, or I can't even mention your job site, but you do a wonderful job, and you, as I stated to you, I have the patience of Job. You have the patience of Job because you even let me vent about it. So, wonderful, wonderful, great, great. I love it. I love to hear them bosses get on there, act like they're excited about their job, and from the top to the bottom, know the inside out of the company. They don't ever have to say, I don't know, and so every question that you got, it's not like the machine that I can't understand you and lying because they wasn't programmed to for that question and all of that, where they have to direct you to another program that has the same type of problem after asking you 500 questions. Then you get to one and you can't answer it, or you slow about it, it'll bonus send you that. That's not the answer. So automated systems is all right, I guess, when they don't have to have contact with people. I don't know, but it's not the way I, and so I'm definitely against it. I don't like it. Don't enjoy it. People contact is always better. But Paulette, you made my day. You made my week. You made my month. You did it, and you did it very well. I really appreciate you, and I want to thank you. And again, about customer service, you know, oftentimes you get into situations to where it's better to have human contact anyhow, because you know, it just provides you with a better understanding of the company or the corporation when someone gets on and seems happy about answering questions. But if you so big that you can't hire somebody to answer the questions, or you can't afford to, you know, have people on the other end, I really don't understand it. If it's to save money, I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to think about it 5 or 10 different times before I do automated on at my one of my facilities. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is that human contact is my best way out. I'm going to take five to be alive. Hold on. I'm coming. Oh, that's Sam and Dave. Yeah, I got you. I'll holler. Hold on. Yeah, I'm back. I just wanted to tell you that this is a night to remember. This is the night before Thanksgiving, and I want to thank everybody that's been giving me better input on getting my domain name and getting up. Hopefully by the first of next week, which is Monday, I will be better suited and ready to acquire and install a domain name. Yeah, I'm slow, but it's got to be sure. You know, I can't have out of order information and have information and not know what's going on. Especially with, oh man, all the outpouring of information and assistance I've been getting from all the different people. Man, I feel good all over. You know, professionals are telling me, no, Billy, but do it like this, do it like this. And actually, all I need now is a design artist and two announcers. Two announcers to work 3 days a piece, get paid quite well. But two great announcers that really want to do it and really want to learn all types of the operation. So I'm hunting and I'm going on air tonight and saying I need, it's not like the Beatles either. So I'm just telling you, I need help, I need somebody. I'm hollering and everything else. I'm screaming because I really, really do. I would love to have someone with sports knowledge. Yeah, I'm putting on some whooping cream. I call it pain medication. Rub on like being gay. A little better than being gay, though. But we are basically looking for a sports announcer with some pizzazz, male, female, no matter. I know, as I keep telling people, one of the best sport reporters I ever met in life, her name was Shay. And since I don't know Shay's last name now, I just leave it at that. Because I don't think she does sports writing anymore. She must have married a billionaire like Janet Jackson and retired for a minute. But she was so great. She had attitude about being who she was and what she was about to which people looked at her and after first seeing her and finding out that she was the sports editor or the sports reporter or whatever title she used at that time. Because she was great. Her stories was, suffice it to say, all well written and well put together. Wedding was coming around and she was slowing down on the writing side. She She was getting a lot. I was answering the phones then, too, so I know all of this. She was getting a lot of response. Where is Shay? Didn't see her article last week. Where is Shay? And a lot of that. That's the kind of sports person I want for the couple of nights a week that we can do sports. And there's a lot to be condemned about sports right now. So I'm hoping that it's somebody great with great people, personality, and outlook that can really handle the job. So, or the adventure. No more jobs. No more jobs. Adventure. So, that's where we are on that. And the name domain. I got to get someone in here that can answer the phones and make people wish they were here. That's what I really want out of the person that answers the phone. And other than that, we should be on schedule for opening up Monday on air, on schedule, with a host of shows for next week scheduled. And beginning now, as I said, we will be doing health segments on Monday. And it's going to be a great journey because I can definitely handle the Monday show. But after that, it's up to y'all. I know you're going to find me somebody. I know somebody going to call in and say, Billy, I know just the person. So let's do it that way. That way you get what you want, I get what I want, and I get to take a vacation. So that's the way we're going to handle that. So let's get started. Let's get busy. And let's find out what's going on. Outside of great customer service and Miss Paulette, who made my day, made my week, made my month, made my year. Somebody that pleasant on the phone, and the day before Thanksgiving, just set me on fire. I told her, I said, Miss Lady, you made me forget what I was going to say. And it was real pleasing to be able to say that. Because she was doing a wonderful job. So, back to the base. Get back a little more on health because I'm finding out more and more after the other evening that we started discussing a little bit more on the health side. You find out that not only the Celebrating Life Foundation is doing their thing, but that there's a lot of older people in the area of when we was talking about Clean South Dallas last week. Well, there's a lot of older people in the area that need some assistance too. I understand they're having Alzheimer classes over. I got to get with Miss Davis and her last name is not Davis. Her last name is Harris. Miss Connie Harris. I got to get with her and see get a little more information about the Alzheimer classes. Because as you can tell, I'm getting old too. So we have to try and we are our brothers and sisters keepers now. So let's get realistic when it's something that deep, because it's a lot of different illnesses that's coming up that's involving our parents, our grandparents, our sisters, our brothers. And a whole lot of other stuff that if we just stop and smell the coffee, we'll see that it's already involved in our family, already have been. But we too busy trying to play Mr. or Mrs. Perfect, where we forgetting everybody else and not even thinking about ourselves, because you know, if it involves you any kind of way, it's going to come back to haunt you. You don't do something about it. So, you know, you got to get involved. Yeah, don't try to be, you know, all by yourself. So, because it don't work. As soon as you start having your other problem and the shoe get on your foot, you're going to want all the help you can get. So let's be real. Now, you know the show is for an hour tonight. If you haven't been listening, this is more of a commentary because we don't have anybody as yet to do the Tuesday through Friday shows. I decided what I'm going to do on Sundays is to see if I can provide my or some of the other pastors that I know with some Sunday dedication and let them benefit some of their ill patients or something like that. It's something else that I'm working out for Sunday. So hopefully it'll work. It'll come through. I put the word out. I will be putting the word out a lot more starting tomorrow after I fine-tune some of the information that I'm going to be passing out. And I have to try and do my show set up for Monday in advance from now on so that I can put out flyers, and hopefully by the time I start with the Monday show, I'll have something hopefully to be put out for Tuesday and Wednesday just to start. So let's work it out. I need all of you all's help. So let this commentary be a good start. I need your input, your information, and all of your assistance about telling me what I can do to make the show better, what I can do to make the whole thing better so that it will be, you know, beneficial to our listening audience, and the web page will be, you know, be beneficial to all you people that have businesses that's not getting the type of exposure that you want. You can create your own exposure. Just get it on the right web page, and that's mine. Yeah. Ask Uncle Billy's point of view. And right now it's going to be up under the banner of Billy's New Renaissance, which is going to be, unless I make some changes before Friday, my domain name, Billy's New Renaissance. That's because Bunton needs a makeover, and we going to make it over. I hear you. And I'm trying real hard. So let's get it together. Let's do what we can, because what we have to do is change the mindsets of a lot of the people that don't understand that, hey, it's time to move around. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. So let's get on the move. We have a lot of different things coming up. We're going to be trying to locate some different entertainment events and everything else to better guide you at so that all things begin to come together. You know, hit you everywhere where you work, eat, and play. And that way, you know, they'll be your day will be totally connected by everything you do. You know, you'll have a track record. Yeah, you know, and it'll be positive information on all fronts and activity. The kind of people that you'll be meeting and seeking should be the same type that's going the same direction that you are and thinking about doing some of the same things you do. So it helps a lot when you know that the area you're going in, if you're going to play baseball, it's going to be some baseball players there rather than you're going to play baseball and they playing soccer that night. You know what I'm saying? So kind of good to know where you're going and who's going to be there. So let's work that out. Let's try to get it all done. And once we get it started in the right direction, hopefully we can grow from there. So, and it keeps coming up. I don't know whether it's because of my age and most of the people that we're talking with, because there's a gap that's, I don't know. I don't seem to be having it very much right now with a lot of my youngsters and a lot of my nieces and nephews. I got it with my son, but a lot of my nieces and nephews and grandnieces and nephews, we need to begin to try to close this gap because, as I was telling a young lady today, we're afraid of our youngsters on all fronts. And, you know, like Mayor Rollins said, he's scared of young white men, white boys, as he called them, with being beat up and stuff or being shot by young white men. Well, you know, it's the same thing in the black neighborhood. So don't be trying to, you know, ooh, he was wrong for that. You know that man is right. So, because you feel, you be walking down the street and you see a group of black boys, you'll change sidewalks or go across the street or round the corner and almost anything else so that you won't have to go past them. So, it is the same in all neighborhoods amongst their own people because I don't know whether it's self-incriminating to say things like that, but I do agree with what Mayor Rollins said. Because when I see a group of young black men, black boys, as some people like to call them, I don't get it. I wouldn't say it's. I get a little more apprehensive than if they. I get apprehensive if they white, black, brown, or yellow. You know, don't matter. Because, you know, a group of folk is just a group of folk. And, you know, you have to be careful regardless. And so, but we have to change some of our mindsets around all of the people that we come in contact with because that's our society nowadays. Everybody is cautious because they're getting wrong information. What we got to do as information seekers and information givers, because I always try to give pertinent information and relevant information about what's really going on. But sometimes you just can't give the, you know, you can't, like, the North, the Oakland area where they're maintaining that the suspects are the criminals that's involved is usually black, and all of the, I haven't seen any black victims yet, but I've seen kind of sort of white and Mexican victims, but I heard what I thought was a black guy speaking on the subject, and I guess he stayed in the area. I don't know, but you know, it's kind of difficult to follow if you don't get some information from somebody that you can follow up with or talk with, say for instance, if it was happening in Bundtown. And see, I would be able to go down myself and, you know, find something out without having to, you know, question a whole lot of people, because I know who would know about stuff like that happening in our area. And, you know, because that type of predator, those type of predators, they done told somebody. And see, I know somebody that is privy to a whole lot of information in Southern Sector. If I don't know them, you know, I know somebody that knows somebody. You know how that is. And if you don't, you're in the wrong playground. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's what it's going to take. It's going to take somebody that knows somebody in that area, because I really don't see that too often, you know. If there's not a lot of blacks in the area and blacks are doing the crime, what you gonna do? Stop every black that comes in the area until they run all of the blacks out the area? Very interesting situation, because I don't see any, you know, no two ways about it. Until someone gets caught, it'd be a bad area to be visiting at night, and don't know nobody that knows you, and you out in that area. What you doing out there anyhow? You know what I'm saying? So, just something to think about. So, we're going to work on that. And hopefully they'll get it discovered in a little bit. One of them crooks or criminal friends will end up snitching on them for the money, hopefully. Some will give up because, you know, that's wrong. Out there beating folk up and trying to rob them and stuff, and ooh, man. But, you know, we know how to catch them. Y'all know how to catch them. Do a little flashing, get in that area, catch them the same night. Because as soon as they peep your game, they got somebody else doing it. Where they peeping your game. Because somebody telling them where to be or how to get there or whatever. And that's a good area. It's got to be something like that, because you just don't go in no strange neighborhood and start doing no whole lot of robbery. Yeah, I know y'all heard that part. Take a 5-second identification break, and you know it's always longer than 5 seconds. If you just want to grumble, just grumble, because you know it's going to be longer than that. I holler. Give me a few. And take that cue. Thank you. I'm back, and Yeah, I must admit, I'm kind of under the weather. I'm having a bad bout of bursitis and arthritis and all of that all in one, man. And it's rough. It's rough on the old dog, y'all. Yeah. The old dog is... old dog is under the weather, having fits with bursitis and arthritis. And I got a caller in on, as soon as I mentioned the bursitis, he must be old too. Let me double check. Who's listening? Just checking. I know you don't like to talk, so I'll just let you listen, but I'm curious. But, again, the bursitis and the arthritis, if you all having health problems, you need to get them taken care of just by addressing them, because the last few days I've been having a lot of conversations with people that still afraid like I was, and I admitted the other night, I was afraid to go to the doctor. And by the time I got there, I found out I woke up, I was on dialysis. So let's not create any unnecessary problems by being afraid to do what you know you need to do. So if you have any questions or anything, you know you can always email me at billyparnell59@gmail.com or call me at my, email me or call me at my phone, 214-434-8318, and just get in touch, because there's a lot that can be done once the doctors see you and find out what your problem is. But the longer you take, the deeper you get into that comfortable feeling of, I'll be all right, I'll be all right. That's not true. If you're sick or you're ill, just like you take your cars to the garage, soon as you hear something and you something tapping in your car, you gotta take my car to the shop. But soon as you got dog meat here, something in you that's wrong. First thing you say is it's gonna be all right. So let's change some of that up. Let's do what we can to take care of ourselves, because I thank God for Thanksgiving and the opportunity to tell people that, yeah, it can be all right. It can get a lot better. Life can get a lot better. But trying to keep it to yourself, yeah, I'm trying to tell you, I know about the man code. We helped write the book on the man code, the folk from Bundtown. That's the reason I love it so much, and yes, I'm going home. Right? As soon as I get a chance, I'm going back to Bundtown. As soon as I get an open door, they don't want me back, but I'm going back. And, it's just a great situation to, after finding out for so long that, you don't have to accept all of the things that you do based upon somebody else's mentality. There's help, there's hope, and there's always a way out. But you got to have dialogue. You got to do some seeking. You know, the book says, seek and you shall find. Ask and you shall be given. But, the man code tell you something else. Well, the man code lied a lot, but at least it did when I was coming up, So sometimes you have to be a lot more realistic about life than you ever was. I tell people all the time, yeah, I had semi-idols when I was coming up, but my true idol was my brother. Only true idol I ever had was John Wade, John Alvin Wade, if you really want to know, and the love of my life. He taught me everything that I knew coming up. Some of it he chewing on his butt a lot of the time. Take your butt home, and he wasn't saying butt. Don't be following me. I'm dodging behind cars and stuff, almost getting ran over, almost getting shot a few different times. But I wanted to be around him that bad because he was my idol. He was my Hercules when I needed a Hercules. He was Samson when I needed a Samson. He was a doctor when I needed a doctor. So, you know, he was all of that in a bag of chips. So, and, you know, I think about it sometimes now when after I got sick and he come, you know, when I got sick when I was younger, he come up and he said, boy, what's wrong with you? I said, I don't know. He said, how come you didn't go to the doctor? How come you didn't want to go to the doctor? I said, because doctor can't do nothing for me. He said, well, you know I wasn't around. He said, well, I said, well, I knew you was going to come. But you didn't know I was going to come. But and it just made me better right then. But I took his moment suggestion, went to the doctor, got better. Still didn't change my mind about doctors, though. So, but changed my mind a little bit more about him. I loved him just that much more. So, but your health, and as I tell people every week, as I tell people on almost every show, I was talking to my boy, he's 6 years old, and I was telling him all about my illnesses. We cannot keep telling folk it's going to be all right and you don't know. So I was telling him that, you know, about real life, you know, boy, I'd like for you to stay with me, but, you know, so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. So later on, some of my little nephews and stuff was asking me, Uncle Bill, you talk to him like he understand what you saying. I said, man, that boy ain't no dog or nothing. God, no, he understands everything I'm saying. It's just words. I said, but then, you know, if you teach a child the understanding of words and truth, then he'll feel a lot better about talking to you about words and truth. I said, but if you keep trying to fake it and shake it with him and tell him something different, like just what you want him to know and what you want him, you got to tell him the truth. Because if somebody tell him truth or something closer to the truth than what you telling him, then you're in a different world. That child going to lose respect for you and going to gain respect for that person that's done told him the truth. Because you withholding information. And that's crazy. See, but then you go back and you tell him, yeah, I always tell the truth. And then he find out you done lied to him. I don't know whether you believe it or not. I don't even know whether you know it or not. But that one little strip right there will make a child lose so much disrespect for a person to where it'll push him over the brink of listening to somebody else on a regular basis. And that's your crip. That's your crips, that's your bloods, that's your pimps, and your crooks and everything else. Because they were honest enough to tell him the truth. Y'all don't hear me. And y'all, if you don't understand me, what you're hearing is the realities that you have to face in the real world that our parents didn't. We have to wipe some of that slate clean, get it out the way. Some of that was just thinking. They were doing what they thought was right at the time. But when I found out that parents would lie to you, it wasn't my parents, though, because my daddy was so outspoken, I told you. He called me boy so much, hell, I started to call him Tarzan. And I asked him one time, Daddy, do you know my name? But see, you know, because he just said boy all the time. Boy this, boy that. And so, you know, you have to get more realistic with the today's children, because they are so involved with the social media and other such informational seekers and finders that by the time they can find out whether or not you lied to them in 5 seconds. But one curse that I know we had is when someone in our family gets sick, you don't want to take them to the hospital because they might see somebody sick. Some parents used to say, well, you know, I don't want you to get sick, so I'm not going to take you to that hospital where all them sick people is, which was a good thing, I guess, at that time. But with all of the vaccinations and stuff that they got now, if you trust vaccinations, I don't know. But if you don't, then that's the problem that you must face when that child gets sick and asks you, how come you didn't get me vaccinated? You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't hear me. But see, I got sick when I was real young by taking vaccinations. I think I took too many. I think I took two. But they were in my neighborhood doing vaccination. And I think I overdid it. Ended up, I almost died. But it taught me right then. Be a lot more upfront and honest with your parents. All I had to do was tell my mama that I had already took a vaccination, or that I'd already did it, been up there for some paperwork or whatever. But I didn't. You know? And so I ended up getting 2 vaccinations. And the second one, God dog, knocked my socks off. I don't know. But anyhow, we have to be more, and in fact, not just more, we have to be honest with our children. When death comes into the family, we say, oh, they gone to heaven. Yeah. That might be our hope. But, you know, let's be more realistic. Of when they hear from somebody else that there's a chance that they could have gone to hell, that's a question of your honesty. So, you know, you have to know the child that you're talking to and how you raising that child. So it all comes in the same shell. If you want to raise a man, you have to raise him like you want him to be a man, you know. If you want to raise a boy where he'd take orders from anybody, let him go on out there and land life for himself. And that's when your trouble gonna set in. Yeah, you'll hear that in a minute. When you wake up in the morning and you see the news, somebody else got killed or shot, whatever, you have to remember that misinformation and withholding information is just like lying to people. As much as information is getting out nowadays, especially, you know, you don't even have to roll out of bed for your phone ring and somebody telling you something. You know what I'm saying? You pick up your telephone and you done got a text. You turn on the TV and there it is right there on the news. People don't do the news as often as they used to because the social media, their friends and family and all of that that's on Facebook and whatever, as soon as they roll over and pull their Facebook over or they tweet over or whatever, they can find out what's going on. So why are you withholding information when that'll create another reason for dialogue? That's where the problem really comes in. A lot of people that I'm talking with, scared of their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and nieces and nephews and stuff like that. And I asked, well, why? But you were riding the child when the child was being raised. Yeah, but he didn't act like that when he was young. Ain't no child gonna act like that around you when they're young, old, or nothing else, if they respect you. But if you give them any reason to disrespect you and not take care of it right then and there, then it's going to continue. what you got to do is you got to, it's three things in my household you don't do. You don't lie, you don't steal, and you don't disrespect nobody. Man, woman, dog, nothing. See, and you know, the consequences are horrible, but you know, you knew that before you fell into that situation. If you don't do none of those, you're all right. But do any one of them, you ought to live for a while with your Uncle Bill. And all everybody in my household know it. Everybody in my guest house knows it, and everything else. Because those are just things you don't do. Because if you lie, you'll steal. And if you'll steal, you'll disrespect somebody. So, you know, in three strikes, you're out. You don't get the three strikes in my house. Warren will get you out. Warren will have you paying consequences. You got to know the responsibilities of your mistakes. And, you know, so, you know, it's just things that, you know, you have to do with children, not, especially when they real young, because if they lose respect for you when they real young, they will grow up and disrespect you as often as possible when they get older. That's all I'm saying. And I'm going to keep it real, because that's where we are with our children. And in regards to that, when last time you took your kids on a family Good Samaritan Act? See, you just missed Clean South Dallas two weekends in a row. They got a lot of different stuff that's coming up for kids in the very near future. In 2016, you got the Kidpreneur program, but since we're not going to be talking about it right now, have you taken any of your kids by the hospital to see what's going on with the sick kids for Christmas? You know, these are the kind of things that you have to open your kids' eyes to, because you know, you're going to be sick one day. If not, maybe some of your kids or your other family members. And for them to learn how to visit people and be concerned about other people's illnesses and problems and stuff like that, teach them responsibilities of becoming good citizens, you know, good Samaritans. It's not changing. It's just getting better, because a lot of people are agreeing to disagree and say, it's a lot we did wrong. We start giving the kids before they realize they didn't deserve it. Jordans and still and won't read. Jordans and won't go to school. Won't take it upon themselves to rake the yard, cut the yard, and stuff like that. That don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. So let's be realistic when you start talking about raising young kids and doing other things too, because they need us real bad, especially at those early ages when they don't know what direction they want to go in. Because trust me, once they find out which direction it's going in, they ain't not going to change too much from it. So if you raise them, like I said, if you raise them the right way, that's a great thing. Because as soon as they learn that it's good to be, charity starts at home. As soon as they learn that it's all right to give and to, you know, feel sad when somebody's not doing very well and whatever, and to be real charitable. But, you know, if you teach selfishness and don't care about you, the neighborhood, or nothing else, you're sending that child some bad messages. So you know, it's all about, and that's the same thing, like I said, it all goes in with customer service, the way you feel. If you wake up doing something that you don't have, or do go do something that you really don't want to do, that's that job that you really don't like, you just got it because you had to get something, you wasn't going to eat, then you have to own up to that. But my suggestion to you is, if you're in a position to do some of the things that you like to do on your job, and it's beneficial to you right now, is put yourself in a position to where you can change and do something that you really want to do. Because once you start accepting mediocrity, it begins to rub off. That's when your kids get to thinking about dropping out of school. Well, my daddy didn't finish school, and he worked on cars. But is that what he want to do, you know? Or going to be, you know, they don't be open and honest with their kids. I messed up. I tell all of mine when they used to ask me, well, Uncle Bill, you didn't finish school, you didn't do, yeah, Uncle Bill was a fool then and still a fool because I waited this long to start telling y'all I was a fool. So, you know, I messed up. I said, so if you think starting back to school when I was 30 years old was fun, let me tell you something, it wasn't. But it was something that I was forced to do, even though it changed my life, made me a whole lot better person. I still regret not going to school when I was supposed to go to school when I was young, not 15 years later, 15, 17, 18 years later than when I should have been. Yeah, please hear that part. So, you know, you got to tell your kids, making a mistake sometimes is all right, but don't condone it. Don't do it over and over again. See, it's a lot of things that we could do to tell the kids where they won't follow the same journey that we went down and the mistakes that we made, because it's just not right when they got a road map right in front of them. And if you're a good enough road map, explain that to them. I took a wrong turn. But guess what? I went back and made up for it. I can't make up the time, but I can tell you to where you won't make that same journey. You know, you'll turn down the right path instead of the path I turned down. So, and you got to keep it real. You got to keep it honest. And you got to get to talking with your kids. Your children. Excuse me, Reverend Washington. But you got to get to talking to your children. Yeah, because it's detrimental that our children understand that it's bright lights out there for them. Things are changing. Remember, Otis Redding said it better than Sam Cooke did, because he said it a lot louder. Change gonna come, but if we gonna be a part of the change, it's essential that we be a great part of the change, that we have enough input into it that it'll work for us. And that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, because it's a great time to be, you know, fully efficient, able to do what you can do because that's what you want to do. Like, I got a nephew that cuts hair, because he likes cutting hair. Got his own barbershops, yeah, with an S on it. That's because he liked barbershops. And so he's spread knot, and he's doing other things. And so on. When you bug them when they're young, what do you want to be when you grow up? And they hesitate to tell you, stay on them. Stick with them. If they following your role and doing as you said, not making most of the mistakes that you made and everything, stick with them because it's a future for them. Because once they realize that they're doing what they want to do, not what they have to do, they become better people. And then, you know, you break that cycle of following in my footsteps. Following, you know, sooner or later it's got to be broken, especially if you took a wrong turn. So, again, tonight's show was just to be a conduit for change and tell you all about the great young lady that customer service people, I love to speak with them from time to time and tell folk that your automated systems are not working at a lot of these places, a lot of these companies, a lot of these corporations, and a lot of these small businesses. I would be a small business and have an automated system in my business missing calls. Because the more calls you miss, word of mouth is saying, well, I couldn't get through with that answer machine. Other people are not going to call you. So it all goes hand in hand. If you don't know how to run your business, don't let somebody with a losing business, a business that's sagging and not doing very well, tell you need an automated system, because that's bullshit. That's crap. So I'm telling you loud and clear, I came on air tonight to dispute the thought that automated systems work in America, because they don't. They might put them rich people that's not counting the losses that they're getting from that non-essential business. Because the people that call in and don't like them automated systems have to answer 50 questions and then get sent to another automated system. It don't work for me. So talking to people works, and the young lady, Miss Paulette, I applaud you for your patience and understanding. You do a wonderful job, and keep up the good work, because you stand tall in this field of customer service. And I wish I could call the name of the company and corporation that you work for, but I'm not allowed to do that. But I am allowed to say St. Philip's is having their kid premiere April the 12th in 2016. And the wonderful Miss Sylvia Donovan is having her Celebration of Life Foundation at the Hilton Anatole December 12th. Yes, it's rocking and rolling. I got a couple of people that I'm going to be doing some specials with very, very soon. And hopefully I'll be letting you all know about some of my moves back to Bonton. And if anybody really want to know, what you do? You ask Uncle Billy. If you really want to know, you ask Uncle Billy. Call in to Uncle Billy's Point of View. If you have any questions about his website, it's going to be up by Monday of next week. Hopefully, it'll be under the banner of Billy's New Renaissance. Ask Uncle Billy, and Ask Uncle Billy's Blog Talk Radio will stay up under Ask Uncle Billy, because if you really want to know, that's what it's all about. Ask Uncle Billy. And so it's some great things about to happen. Would love to get a lot of different people in that's going to do some different things and be bright and vivacious about some of the new positions that's going to be opening up here at Billy's New Renaissance and the Ask Uncle Billy Show. Got some new people coming in, some new ideas. Just keep listening and looking, because I'm coming. It won't be long. So I'm going to see if this listener want to say anything before I leave, because it's almost time. for me to go. So before I say good night, may I say, who am I speaking with? Who's listening? I guess they don't want to say anything, but I'm glad you called. You made my evening. I hope you got some great information out of this. Please listen for Friday night's show. I might do something tomorrow evening. It depends on how much potato salad I get. So, and sweet potato pie. And so, but Friday night's show will be more about what's going on in the community, St. Philip's, celebrating life, and a lot of other things. You know, Dart is coming up with some different information for the holidays. And, hey, just keep listening. And Uncle Bill will holler. Give me a call. Thank you. And have a great day, 455-5437. 437.